Brazilians head to the polls on Sunday to pick a new president in what has become a very contentious race. The election pits the far-right incumbent against a former leftist president, and polls show the final count will be close. With the race so tight, both men will need votes from women to win, but as NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, both parties struggle to appeal to women, especially female lawmakers.
Juliana Cardoso is a Sao Paulo city councilwoman and a force to be reckoned with. Her fellow city councilman, André Couchard, got a taste of that at a meeting this week in council chambers. She's wearing a bright pink T-shirt that in Portuguese reads, "Fight like a woman," and she wasn't having any of his repeated interruptions during a debate about public aid to kids who've lost their mothers through violence. Cardoso, who identifies as indigenous, demands respect and eventually wrestles back the mic. Politics is difficult for women in Brazil. Current President Jair Bolsonaro has alienated many female politicians and women voters, too, with his misogynistic comments. He once told a lawmaker he wouldn't rape her because she didn't deserve it. He initially vetoed a bill to provide menstruation products to low-income women, yet later funded Viagra and penile implants to the military. Former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, who has a slim lead in the polls against the incumbent, is more inclusive, but hasn't made promises about women representation in his government, only to say they will play a significant role. Cardoso, who is a member of Da Silva's Workers' Party, is undeterred. After the blow-up with the councilman, she tells those in the council chambers that she's passionate. Women's issues hit close to home.
Nessa violência, né, com 5 anos de idade, então quando a gente fala em retirada de direito ou criminalização, o senhor sempre vai me ter.
My dad was killed when I was 5 and I will always fight against violence. Her father came from Terena ancestors in a neighboring state and her mother is black. Cardoso, who is 43, was just elected to Brazil's lower house of Congress, one of 5 indigenous women who won a seat in the elections held on October 2nd. While that gain is significant, in all, only 14 more women were elected to the lower house this year. They now make up only 17% of the total body.
Brazil always enters as a case that does very poorly for electing women to office.
Jennifer Piscopo, a political scientist at Occidental College in Los Angeles, says there are laws on the books to fund and promote women candidates. Brazil's laws mandate that parties set aside 30% of their slots for women and that 30% of a public fund goes to those campaigns. But Piscopo says men find ways to get around those quotas and leave it up to women to lodge complaints.
So it really puts women in a very tough position because they have to denounce their own party for treating them badly, and that's consequential for their political futures.
Back at Sao Paulo City Hall, staffers are surprising councilwoman and newly elected congresswoman Juliana Cardoso with a birthday cake and treats. She says she is not going to Brasilia, the country's capital, alone.
Nós somos coletivo que tem militância na área da assistência social, da saúde, da criança e adolescente, dos indígenas, dos direitos humanos.
I have a big group there and we will fight together to preserve indigenous lands, women's rights, and human rights. And she adds, I am ready. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Sao Paulo, Brazil.